I don't know. You're on the edge, Rabbi. I thought you were like a black hat.
Is the end of Sefer Bereishis, so this what we're about to say applies five times the year. But we'd like to discuss the union of saying Chazak at the end of each Sefer, and the Makor, where does it come from, the halachas pertaining to it, and are there halachas pertaining to it? Yes, of course there are, or else we wouldn't have a shir. And we'll hopefully try to learn a little bit more about this very interesting minhag. The earliest source is found in the Or Chaim, Ravana Luhunel. Ravana Luhunel was a period after the Bayat Hosos, and he would travel around and he would give shirim everywhere, and he was very bothered that he never had any svarim wherever he went. So he said, this is ridiculous. I need to make a sefer that's going to have everything together in it. All the halachos, that's going to have, you know, all the minhagim and all the halachos together. So he wrote the Or Chaim, which was his modern day Likud sefer, a collection of halachos. So he writes in halachos of Sheni v'Chamishi, which is the halachos of Kriyas HaTorah, in Siman Yud Tes. So he says that the quotes of Bereishis Rabba in Vav Tes. We don't have this Bereishis Rabba exactly, but in his version it says that when reading from the Torah, we should hold on to the Eitz Chaim. That's a whole other shir. You should hold on to the Eitz Chaim, the wood part of the Sefer Torah, when you read from it. This is based on a pasuk in Yoshua that says, "Lo yomash Sefer HaTorah zebipicha." Right? Yoshua should not leave Torah at all. And throughout that whole episode of Yeshua being told to learn Torah, it says multiple times, Chazak v'yamatz, right? You should hold on to it. You should you should give it strength. And therefore, this idea of being chozek, of holding on, is connected to learning Torah as well. There's some connection between holding on to something, the Eitz HaChaim, and as well, learning the Torah. And the Malach says, Chazak v'yamatz Yeshua. And this indicates, says the Medrash, according to Or Chaim, that after reading from the Torah, you should tell the person, Chazak v'yamatz. Not only should the person be chozek, should he hold on to the Eitz Chaim of the Torah, the wooden part of the Torah, but you should wish him as well, chazak ve'amatz, to be strengthened in one's limud ha-Torah. And this is what the Or Chaim brings. And the Ramah writes here, the Ramah writes here, in the end of Kuf Lamed Tes Yud Aleph in Or Chaim, he says, V'samchu min ha'gzeh al-mah sh'nemar b'Yoshua lo yomar sefer ha-Torah zemi pichah, Chazak ve'amatz umizeh nohagu lomar lemesayim lekros ha-Torah b'chol pam chazak. He says, we say to those people who finish reading the Torah each time, chazak. Now that statement of the Ramah is very vague. And obviously we can read that in two different ways. Either we can say that on one hand, every single time a person gets an aliyah, we tell him, chazak v'amatz, and that is the minhag by the Sfardim. Certainly when they say, chazak v'baruch, is based on this halacha here in the Ramah, to wish a person chazak, to strengthen them after a limud ha-Torah. We'll explain why later on. Or, as the Aruch HaShulchan brings in Kuf Lamed Tes Tesvav, that this is the source to say chazak, chazak, v'nes chazek, after we finish one of the five Sfarim of the Torah. And this is earlier than the Aruch HaShulchan, but really the Aruch HaShulchan is the first person to say directly the phrase chazak, chazak, v'nes chazek, in conjunction with finishing one of the Sfarim of the Torah. Obviously the minhag was before the Aruch HaShulchan, but the Aruch HaShulchan is the first person to put chazak, chazak, v'nes chazek together with finishing one of the five Sfarim of the Torah. And this is the suffix that the Ksos HaShulchan has. Reb Chaim Noah writes in the Ksos HaShulchan in Simen Pei Dalet as well, that the Ramah can be read in two ways, either to say chazak after every aliyah a person gets, or you can read to say after you finish one of the five Sfarim of the Torah, one of the Chumashim, you should say chazak, chazak as well afterwards. This is the suffix.
Isn't there a third way of reading it?
What would be the third way?
After the entire Chumash.
I didn't see anybody say that.
But in terms of the language of the Ramah, which is a little vague.
The Ramah says, the Kros HaTorah b'chol pam, each time.
Each time you finish
it. Could be. Each time you finish the Torah once, perhaps. I'm sure you could say something.
The Sefer fits either the whole Torah or the... if you don't try and finish Torah practice, you see, it's safer.
Oh, he says, lo yomish safer, so I don't know.
And well, yomish, that could be if you did the Hershey approach. Well, you almost could get to move. Well, it's not just learning, it's a matter of your whole life.
So your whole life.
You're reading in the Lifeshah.
Well, I don't know if you want to read it.
Right before you die, you just.
If it doesn't fit, I'm just pointing out the fact that you can read into our Minhagim something that may not be there.
Possible. So there is, earlier than the Ramah, there is already a statement by the Avudraham. The Avudraham writes in Seder Shachris of Shabbos, he notes two different Minhagim. He cites the Sefer HaMagen Hilchos Shabbos, who says that the minhag in France was to say Chazak after every aliyah. And this is the minhag by the Sfardim. And then the Avudraham says, but that was not the minhag in Spain. He says the minhag in Spain was only to say Chazak after finishing each of the five Svarim. So the Rav Lujrahan makes it very clear that the minhag in Spain was after each of the five Svarim. And the Ksos HaShulchan says the minhag to say Chazak, Chazak, and Chazak is following in the footsteps of the Rav Lujrahan. After each of the five Svarim is based on the sheet of Spain quoted by the Rav Lujrahan.
Who said it to who when they said it after the Aliyah? Who addressed who?
You would address it to the person who got the Aliyah. That's what you would tell them. Okay, Rav David Cohen of Brooklyn, so he's very bothered by this whole discussion. He's very bothered by how does it all of a sudden we have Machlokas, you know, the Sefer Amaring and the Rav Lujrahan, and nobody has a clear minhag of where this comes from to say Chazak, Chazak, and Chazak. It's all jumbled up. So he throws out the whole thing, and he has a very creative way of thinking in general, and he has a remarkable approach, which takes a few steps to get to, but it's worthwhile to explain where the minhag comes from. So he quotes a famous Gemara Menachos here in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Amar of Yoshua bar Ava, Amar of Gidl, Amar Rav. Shmona Psukim, Shabbatari Yachid, Korei Osan, Bebeis HaKnesses. So there's a sheet of Rabbi Shimon, of Rabbi Yeshua, who says that the last eight Psukim of the Torah are not written by Moshe Rabbeinu, according to his opinion, and therefore it doesn't have a din of, let's say, Torah proper, and a Yachid is allowed to read them without a minyan. You don't need a minyan, you can read it by yourself and fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah with the last eight Psukim. Commando look Rabbi Shimon says, ask the Gemara, this is certainly against Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because the time we learned in the Brisa of Yom HaShem Moshe Eved Hashem, that Moshe died, right? As the eighth Pasuk begins, right? Moshe died. Evshar Moshe Chai, because of Yom HaShem Moshe, happened to be that he's alive, and it says that he's dead. So it must be that, perhaps he didn't write it. So Ela Adkan Kasa Moshe Mikan Ve'elach Kasa Yoshua. Ben Nun. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. As we know, that Yoshua, that Moshe wrote until the last eight psukim, and Yoshua comes in and finishes up the eighth psukim afterwards. V'armilei Rabbi Dechemi Armelo, Rabbi Shimon, Efshar Sefer Torah Chaser Osechas. How could you say that the Torah technically is missing anything at any point? Why? Because it says V'ksiv Lakuach Sefer HaTorah Hazeh V'samtim Oso, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to take this Sefer Torah. And it doesn't have a shame, Sefer Torah, unless it's complete. How can you call it a Sefer Torah if it doesn't have everything, says the Gemara? And therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, can't be. The Torah was completed by Moshe when he died. Ella, Adkan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omer Moshe Kosev, all the other Pesukim until the last eight, Hashem said and Moshe wrote them down. Habeilech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omer Moshe. And now, after the last eight Pesukim, it says, he was Kosev, Bedima, that Moshe wrote them Bedima. So Rashi's famous explanation is that he wrote it while crying because he was upset that he knew he was going to die not making the Eretz Yisrael. That's Mahalach number one. However, the Mahalach of the Vilna Gaon is different. The Vilna Gaon says Bedima means like a mixture, like it's all jumbled together. And therefore what happened is Moshe wrote the last eight Pesukim, but he didn't know what he was writing. It was all Hashem just said, write this down. And Moshe had no understanding of what he wrote. So he wrote it, but he didn't. It was all jumbled together, and all the words were all mixed together, and therefore Moshe, they were all mushed together at one point, and therefore Moshe didn't know what he was writing. So he wrote it, but he wasn't upset because he didn't know what it meant, and therefore he wrote about his own death. So Vayom Lahem Bar, and he quotes a pasuk from Yirmi that Baruch Mepiv Yikra Aliyas Kol Adrama Elavani Kosev Al Sefer B'dayo Lei Medalok Rabbi Shimon. That whole brisa tells us what? That it's not like Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon says that all of the Pesukim in the Torah are written by Moshe. They have a status of a real Sefer Torah. And how could you go and read the last eight Pesukim on your own? It's no other different than any other part of the Torah. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon would say that you can't go by yourself and fulfill Kriyas HaTorah with the last eight Pesukim by yourself, because it's regular Torah, like the rest of the Pesukim in the Torah. So answers the Gemara, no, I feel Tim Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon will tell you, you can still read the last eight Pesukim by yourself. And the reason is, Ho'il b'shtani shtani. Since the last eight Pesukim were written by Moshe, but there was something different about it, so therefore the halachos pertaining to it are different as well. Moshe wrote it, and it has the status of Sefer Torah, but since there's something off about how it was done, therefore Rabbi Shimon will allow you to read it as a yachid. This is what the Gemara in Menachos says. So we explain the Gra, right, that the Gra said that it was written in a jumbled way. So Rav David Cohen wants to say that the halachos of Sefer Torah are that if you write the Torah in a way where you don't understand what you're writing, or it's all jumbled together, it's not a kosher Sefer Torah, it's puzzle. So he wants to say that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote this Torah so it would have a shame Sefer Torah. It was complete and it was done, and therefore he could give it to whoever he wanted to give to, the Levium, the Shvatim, whoever gave those Sifrei Torah to, it had a name of a Sefer Torah. But after Moshe died, Yehoshua went back and he fixed it again. He wrote over it again, so it would be a proper Sefer Torah kahalacha. So there's Shem Sefer Torah that all the words are there, and then Yehoshua went back and he did it once over again to make sure it had all the proper kavanos of writing the Sefer Torah, understanding and giving the new chalos Sefer Torah. So therefore he goes on to say as follows. The Gemara in Shabbos Kufta Zayin says that each of the five chumashim has the status of a Sefer Torah. Each chumash is its own Sefer. That's the halacha there in the Gemara in Shabbos. And but that status, that Bereishis has a Shem Sefer, or Shmos has a Shem Sefer, or Vayikra has a Shem Sefer, was only after everything was finished. How does he know this? Because it says in Shmos, "Ubnei Yisrael achus haman arba'im shana ad bo'am," that they ate the man for the 40 years. So who wrote that? They didn't write that, couldn't have written that at that time, says Rav Dovid Cohen. It must have been put in after the fact, at the end. So we see that the Sefer Torah doesn't have a Shem Sefer Torah until everything was put in at the end. This is what Rav Dovid Cohen wants to offer. And then he goes on to say that if we look at the first parak of Yehoshua, that parak occurs the day after Moshe Rabbeinu dies. It's the next day. You turn the page, you open to Yehoshua, and that's the next day. What happened on that day? That Yehoshua was given a bracha by HaKadosh Baruch Hu after Moshe died, and which would be the day after the Torah was finished. Because what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu writes the last Yitzchukim, he dies. Yehoshua goes back and corrects them. And that day was the day that technically the Sefer Torah was actually finished, when Yehoshua put everything together and corrected the last eight psukim that Moshe Rabbeinu said. So then he says as follows. Yehoshua is told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu three times, Chazak v'yamas. You should, in that first Musar Shmuz from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yehoshua, Hashem tells him three times, Chazak v'yamas, Chazak v'yamas, Chazak v'yamas. And Rashi explains that each time was for a different thing. The first thing was, you should have chizuk for dividing Eretz Yisrael. The second thing, you should have chizuk in Talmud Torah. And the third thing is you should have chizuk in the battle to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Each one for each of the three things. And therefore, he says, this fits with the minug to say chazak three times, which we will touch upon momentarily. So he says, this fits with the minug to say chazak three times. And why don't we say Chazak Ve'amas, he says. So he quotes a Rashi in the beginning of Avodah Zarah that says that Ve'amas is only an expression used for a king. And therefore we don't use it anywhere else. We just take the word Chazak, and every single time we finish a Sefer of the Torah, just like Yehoshua finished a Sefer of the Torah, and he was told by Hashem three times, Chazak Ve'amas. So therefore, we also wish those people who have technically finished the Torah, each of the five books of the Torah, we tell them Chazak in reference to the Chazak that Yehoshua was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And however, since we know that Yehoshua was Messiah the Torah, right? And he says maybe one of those Chazaks was not Shayach, was only Shayach to Yehoshua, was only relevant to him, because only Yehoshua divided up the land. Bnei Yisrael learned Torah and conquered the land. Only Yeshua was in charge of dividing the land. And therefore he said the minhag to say Chazak twice, Chazak, Chazak, comes from that approach, that only two Chazaks were relevant to Klal Yisrael. So says Rav David Cohen, based on the Gemara Menachos, and based on Yehoshua finishing the Torah right after Moshe Rabbeinu died, therefore we can say that every single time you finish a Sefer of the Torah, you finish the Torah itself, or one of the five books of the Torah, we are invoking the chizuk, the bracha that Hashem gave Yehoshua by wishing him Chazak v'yamatz. That is it's a fantastic chiddush. It's a meshuna de gavort, but I think it's an interesting approach to explain the idea of wishing Chazak as we finish each of the five books of the Torah. Let's move on to other reasons for the minhag that we have, the classic reasons given. So first is in the pre-chadash. The pre-chadash here in Kuf Lametes, so he notes the Navi Yeshaya in Perek Chavches says that the Torah is a hafli eitza higdil toshia, that the Torah is a wondrous counsel, abundant wisdom. This is a description of the Torah, that it's toshia, that it's this amazing wisdom. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Vav Amabe says, what's another translation of toshia? To be tash, to be weakened. That when a person learns Torah, it's so encompassing, it's so demanding of his body and soul and his mind that it weakens him after learning Torah. This is what the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. Therefore, says the Bricharash, since the Torah is called Toshia, it's something that weakens you, according to the Gemara in Sanhedrin. When a person finishes learning the Torah, we say Chazak. You got the Aliyah, you learned the Torah, you need a little bit of Chizak, because it weakens you from learning so much Torah and getting your Aliyah. The Gemara Brachos Lamed Vav and Beis says there are four things that need Chizak, and one of them is Talmud Torah. Rabbi Soloveitchik explained, this is in the Nefesh HaRav, that we give Chizak means that you return again. When you give Chizak to something, you do it again and again. And therefore, he says, on the Shabbos where we read, where we finish reading from that Sefer of the Torah at Mincha, we start up the next book again. Or every single time we finish a Parsha, we start up the next Parsha again at Mincha. Because when you finish something, to give it Chizak means to keep on going. You start it up again, you don't say, I'm tired, you pick up the baton, and you keep running with it. Now, obviously that reason that doesn't apply to finishing a book of the Torah, that applies to any Parsha. So that fits with the first Mahalach in the Ramah. The next reason given is from the Tanya Rabasi, who says that a person who reads the Torah needs Eima V'Yira. You need to have Kavod Rosh. You need to be very serious when you learn Torah. And this makes a person Chola. It makes him weak because he's so nervous from learning Torah Hashem, and he gets all sweaty and clammy from learning Hashem's Torah, standing up there in front of the Sefer Torah. And therefore, we tell him, Chazak, even though you had so much Eima and fear of Hashem when you were getting the Aliyah, but now it's time to give yourself Chizak and to keep on going. Third reason is in the Eliyahu Rabbah in Kuf Lamed Tes as well. He cites in Shuvah the Ma'aram Mintz in Simen Pei Hei, who says that it's no different than saying a Hadron when you finish a Masechta. When you finish one of the five books of the Torah, you finish one of the Chumashim, it's no different than finishing Bava Kama, Bava Basra. You make a Hadron. You say, what do we say? We're going to return to this again. We're going to come back to Bava Kama. We're going to come back to Brachos. We're going to come back to Megillah. And so too we say Chazak. We're making a Hadron. We return again. We're going to come back to the Torah because we love you so much. The Noe Katzon Yosef writes in Parshas Vayechi, by the Minhagim of Frankfurt, so he says that it's to prevent Shechacha. We don't want to forget the Torah. So we say Chazach, make sure you review the Torah. You don't forget it. You don't learn the Gemara once. You review the Gemara hundreds and hundreds of times to make sure you don't forget it. The same thing here with Torah Shebichsav. And this reason was seemingly applied to the finishing a Sefer approach, not the every single time you get an Aliyah approach. That seems to go in that approach as well. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sayyitas Amad Aleph says, Kol halomei Torah ve'eno chozer aleha domel adam shezorea ve'eno kotzer. A person who learns Torah and doesn't review the Torah is like a person who plants in the ground, but he doesn't harvest it. What a waste. You learn the Gemara once, that's not sufficient. You've got to have to learn the Gemara again. And you have to do Shnai Mikra again, and again and again. You have to review over and over again to return to it over and over. And therefore, when we read the Torah, we give ourselves Chizak. Rosh Tevos Chazak is Charisha Zriya Ketzira. You plant, and you have to harvest it. Chazak, we're telling the person, you have to be chozek. You have to have charisha, zriya, ketzira. Review it again. You plant and you harvest. You plant and you harvest. You plant and you harvest to make sure you have the Torah down pat. What?
Except for this last reason. But
yeah.
So why would we just say hadron?
Why don't we say hadron?
Yeah.
I hear. I don't know. Why do we say hadron? Because, I don't know. We have a reference site.
It was already copyrighted by the Papa family, so they couldn't.
Perhaps. The Ma'aram Min says again that it could be a form of a Yashakayach. We've discussed, last year we discussed wishing the Kohanim a Yashakayach, so this could be a form of a Yashakayach. Chazak, Yashakayach for doing the mitzvah, no different than giving a Yashakayach. Rav Avram Eger, in the Shevet B'Yehuda and Parshas Vayechi by Shaul Shuris and Tafir Samaches, he reflects on this a number of times in the Sefer, so he says that the first Chazak of the year is Parshas Vayechi. And that fits because the Torah tells us that Yaakov, that Yisrael was v'yoshik, was v'yischazek Yisrael, v'yeshev alamita. What?
The brach is the first one of the year.
Okay, of the Seder of the Kriyas HaTorah. It's the first one of the year. So he says v'yischazek Yisrael, v'yeshev alamita. That he gave Yisrael had chizuk. Yaakov was mechazik himself to stand up on the bed. And he goes on to say that Parshas Vayechi is the lead-in to the weeks of Shovavim. The weeks in which we discuss Taras and Mishpacha and Kedusha and Tara when it comes to those matters. And therefore, we tell ourselves, V'yitzchazek Yisrael V'yishev Al-Hamita. when it comes to those aspects, so a person should be chozek when it comes to the weeks of Shovavim. Nothing to do with the Kriyas HaTorah, but rather al pi hashkafa, looking forward to the weeks dealing with issues of Kedush and Tara in that realm. The Eretz Chaim, which is a sefer of Chassidus of Ortlach, so he quotes from Zev Tzvi of Zebrej, who says that if a person continues to give himself chizuk, and continues to give himself chizuk again, you fall down, you get up again and again and again, so what's going to happen? A Kadosh Baruch will eventually come in and he'll help you out. Every single time you fall, you give yourself chizuk, so chazak, chazak, benis chazek. The third time Hashem is going to come down and he'll give you the chizuk. So this is the reference of, why do we say chazak, chazak, benis chazek? Just say chazak three times, chazak, chazak, chazak. So he says chazak, chazak, benis chazek. Two times the person gives himself chizuk, and the third time Hashem comes down and he gives you a lift to help you out as well. Now, we mentioned before that there's perhaps this idea that chazak should be said three times, not two times, as we say it. So the Levush in Tafrei Samach Tes says that Tzibur should say chazak out loud. The El Yerabba there in Sifkat and Yudches cites the Magalei Tzedek by Simchas Torah, who's quoting the Likutei Torah of the Arizal, who says that after the Tzibur says chazak, then the Baal Korei should say chazak back to them, and the Tzibur should respond again chazak. So the Tzibur says chazak, the Baal Korei says chazak, and they respond again chazak. So three times chazak. Why? Because three times chazak is the gematria of Moshe, 345. And in some way we want to reference Moshe Rabbeinu. Why do you want to reference Moshe Rabbeinu? So there's a comment of the Maor HaShemesh here at the end of Parshas Vayechi. So he quotes this Gemara in Brachos as well, that four things need chizik. What needs chizik? Torah, Maisim Tovim, Tefillah, Derech Eretz. All these things we need to work harder at them to do better, to work on it, to become better people. So we know what Torah is, we know what Maisim Tovim are, we know what Tefillah is, but what's Derech Eretz? Derech Eretz can be translated so many different ways. So he says that most Mefarshim tell you it means one's livelihood. Your livelihood, having a parnasa, you need to be mechazik yourself. Everyone can relate to that. However, in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, we say, Vayera Sanenu, that Hashem saw our affliction. And what does the Haggadah say? Zu Precious Derech Eretz. That we were unable to have relationships with our spouses. We could not have physical relationships with our spouses. And therefore, that was one of the tzaros of Mitzrayim. So we see that from here that Derech Eretz is another expression for having such a physical relationship. That's one of the translations of Derech Eretz. And then he goes on to say that the Pasuk tells us by the daughters of Lot, V'ish ein ba'aretz lavel aleinu k'derech kol ha'aretz, that the daughters of Lot use the phrase Derech Eretz in describing the situation with their father Lot. So he says that the fourth aspect on this list doesn't apply to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu had Tefillah. Moshe Rabbeinu had Maisim Tovim. But Moshe Rabbeinu, for most of his life, was not shaykh to Derech Eretz because he was Polish, he separated from his wife. And therefore, we say three times chazak to reference Moshe Rabbeinu, who had three out of the four, because the fourth one didn't apply to him. And therefore we say chazak, 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 to reference the three things of chizuk, of strengthening, that were relevant to Moshe Rabbeinu, and not the fourth that was not applicable to Moshe Rabbeinu because of his situation. The Aruch HaShulchan says saying it three times is a proper minhag. The Derech Chaim V'Shalom of the Munkacher in Taftaf Reish Pei Yud says Taftaf Reish Pei Aleph. That doesn't make any sense. Taftaf Reish Pei Yud. Taftaf Reish Pei Aleph says the minhag of the Minchas Alazar was to say it three times. The Likutei Ben Chaver says the minhag of the Chsam Sofer was to say Chazak, Chazak, Chazak three times as well. However, that's not the minhag in general. And we say chazak chazak benis chazek, which is certainly not the proper gematria to read Moshe Rabbeinu. The idea of saying something three times is not unique to this area. The Shulchan Aruch in Yeradei in Reish Chavches says that in your Matar Neder, you say mutarlach, mutarlach, mutarlach three times as well. And this is what the Vilna Gaon writes there. He says that this is found also by the Gemara Menachos. When they are coats of the Omer, when they cut the Omer, they say that we're cutting the Omer three times, again and again and again, three times. And the Mefarshim point out, and Rav Shachter points this out as well, that when you say something three times, it gives it chizuk. It makes it to show that it's, you know, the real deal. And he has a whole explanation to show that when you do something three times, it's meant to show the koach of Torah Shebaal Peh, of the oral tradition, because Ktziras HaOmer being done right after the second day of Pesach is based on Torah Shebaal Peh. Ataras Nedarim is based on Torah Shebaal Peh. When you do Chalitza, which is also has a lot of Torah Sheval Peh. You say the Chalitza piece three times. When you do a Get, you say the three times as well. All referencing the idea of a Koach of Torah Sheval Peh. So saying something three times is a strong reference to be mechazik, something to show that something is serious, that we take it very seriously. Okay. The major question, though, the halachic question, is does the Ola say Chazak, Chazak, Nes, Chazak? Does the person who gets the last Aliyah of the five books, do they say Chazak, Chazak, Nes, Chazak? So there's a Orchus Rabbeinu, the Hanhagim of the Stipler Rav, writes in Chelek Beis, on page Shin Yud Gimel, that the Stipler Rav, when he got the last Aliyah, I'm sure he got the last Aliyah in his shul, so he was given this Aliyah, and he said Chazak, Chazak, Nes, Chazak, as the Ola. So the question is, why isn't this a hefsek? You're in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, and you throw in something that's not relevant to the Pesukim of the Torah. Why is that not an interruption?
He said it before the ending bracha.
He said it before the ending bracha. Everybody else, we say it, because we didn't make a Birchas HaTorah. But he made the bracha on the Torah.
That's like any Sorach. We've had it, well, I'm sure, but once it's Sorach, like Piyutim, why should it be any worse than a Piyutim?
Because where else? We'll have to discuss where else. So I want to suggest that the Stipler is Lishitasa. How do I think the Stipler is Lishitasa? Because in the Stipler's Chedushim on Brachos, in the Kilas Yaakov, there in Simchav Beis, he has a Machlokus we've shown him why we make a bracha after Kriyas HaTorah. Well, we know I can make a bracha beforehand. We're doing a mitzvah. We make a Birchas HaMitzvah. Why do we make a bracha after Kriyas HaTorah? So he cites the Rashbu, who says it's no different than Halal or Megillah. You have a bracha before, you have a bracha after. And then he quotes the Shibboleth HaLekhin in Simen Hei, who says that it's a bracha after finishing a mitzvah. Right? The Yerushalmi tells us that the minig was to make brachos after finishing mitzvahs. The Yerushalmi brings the halacha that you're supposed to make a bracha when you take off your tefillin. We obviously don't pass on like the Yerushalmi, but there was a strong minag in Eretz Yisrael to make brachos after finishing mitzvahs, not just beforehand. So the Shibboleth HaLekhin says this is a carryover from making brachos after finishing mitzvahs. So the Cypher says, we don't follow the Yerushalmi anywhere else. Why all of a sudden will you follow it over here?
From the time Yerushalmi now, we changed the whole passage. And when Yerushalmi's time, everybody weighed his own Aliyah. Now it's not done that way.
So true. So the Stipler wants to say that the bracha after Kriyas HaTorah is a birchas hanehenen. It's a bracha on the pleasure of having read the Torah. You make a bracha on the pleasure of learning Torah beforehand, and just like after you eat food, you bench to show the hana you got from the limud HaTorah, so the bracha after is a birchas hanehenen as well. And therefore, that would make sense. According to the Stipler, if a person makes a bracha on food, and then he eats the food, is he not allowed to talk between eating the food and making the bracha achrona? Of course not. As long as you eat the food, so you can make the bracha achrona later on. That's not a problem at all. So the Stipler's Lishitaso, because the Stipler holds that the last bracha is Birchas Hadenin. So if he wants to say Chazak, Chazak, Vinis Chazek, after Kriyas HaTorah, but before the bracha, and it's relevant somewhat to the Kriyas HaTorah, then the Stipler fits with his own Shita, and you can certainly say Chazak, Chazak, in between the Kriyas HaTorah and the bracha itself. The Bikura Yaakov writes in Tafresh Samach Tes, how can we say Hamalcha Goel in between the Kriyas HaTorah and the Bracha when it comes to laying by Kol HaNa'arim? Some of the Minhagim are you say Hamalcha Goel between the Kriyas HaTorah and the Bracha itself. So says the Bikura Yaakov that it's a Pasuk. It's a Pasuk in the Torah, so it's not a problem. But it would seem from the Bikura Yaakov that if it's not a Pasuk, then you have a Hefsek. That would seem to be a problem. So the Taz writes in Tuf Tzadi Dalid that perhaps the same thing regarding Akdamos, right? The Minhagim in many shuls to say you say the first pasuk and then you say Akdamos. Yes, so the same thing is same thing as well. So we have this idea. There is a makom to say such a thing. So this is the mahalach of the Stipler. The Nishma Shabbos of Harfenis writes in Chelek Beis and Reishon and Gimel that the Minhag Olam is for the Ola to say Chazak. I don't think it's the Minhag Olam, but the Rav Harfenis says that's the Minhag Olam, and he explains, as we did above, that it's a bracha achrona and kriyas haTorah, and therefore, he doesn't think that it's going to be a hefsek. The Minhag in Chabad, as recorded in the Hayom Yom of Chaf Gimel Tishrei as well, is that the Ola says Chazak, Chazak, Nes, Chazak between the Kriyas HaTorah and the Bracha itself. It's discussed in the other Minhagei of Chabad, where they say that this is definitely the Minhag by that. Nevertheless, the opinion of the Klaus and Rebbe in the Divri Yitzhiv and Chalak Alef and Kuf Lamed, and the Ber Moshe in Gimel Chav Ches, and the Mishnah Halachos in Zayin Chav Beis, and the Shulchan HaKriya in Perak Yud, which is a classic tape from Kriyas HaTorah, citing the Karim Shlomo, and Rosh Shachter all say it's a Hefsek, and it's not proper for the Ola to say Chazak Chazak Mes Chazek in between the Kriyas HaTorah and the bracha afterwards. If somebody says it, we're not going to make him go back. But if a person can remember, if he's getting the last aliyah, the Ola should not say it, and everybody else is allowed to. Rav Henkin is quoted in the Yagel Yaakov and Pichkuf Membeis as saying that each minhag is correct, and everyone should do whatever they were told beforehand.
After the bracha, it's useless.
So some of them record. Some people talk about doing it after the bracha, but I don't think it makes any sense. I think once it's done, then it's done. It's not going to help. The Mishnah Halachos writes in Chelek Yud Aleph Kuf Yud Ches, in the Rivos Ephraim in Beis Aliches, and in Tzai Gavriel and Sukkos, on Perek Tzadi Gimel, all say the minhag has become to stand when we say Chazak, Chazak, Nis, Chazek as well, given that this is a chashuv part of the Torah, and the minhag has become in Klal Yisrael to stand for parts of the Torah that we put on a pedestal, and therefore the minhag is to stand. We're not getting into a discussion of proper standing or not standing, and Aser Sedibros or Az Yashir, that's another shir entirely. What is the importance of this aliyah? Is this aliyah any more significant than any other aliyahs? So the answer is maybe. Let's discuss for a moment which aliyahs are more important. If we had to guess of 1 through 7, what are the most important aliyahs? So many people know the Shita of the Arizal brought in the Shara Kavanos, brought by the Magen Avraham in Reish Pei Beis, who says the order of preference is as follows. The order is 6-3, Cohen Levi, 4-5-7. Okay? 6-3 Cohen Levi, 4-5-7 is the order of preference. I don't understand the reason of the Arizal. It's obviously Alpi Kabbalah. He says on Yantif, and there's 5 aliyahs, so the 5th aliyah becomes the most chashuv. Okay? So on Yantif, the 5th aliyah is the most chashuv, and on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, so the 6th aliyah, and then the 3rd is the most chashuv. And then when there are 3 aliyahs on a Monday or a Thursday or any day where we lane 3 times, so he says that the order is Shlishi, Kohen Levi. That Shlishi is the most chashuv aliyah according to the Arizal. This is seemingly against a Gemara in Gidin and Daf Samach. The Gemara in Gidin says that there's a Kohen Levi and the next most chashuv aliyah is Shlishi. That's what the Gemara seems to imply. And this is what the Rush writes in Moed Katan in Gimel Chav Ches. He says the Rabbeinu Tam is makbet to get Shlishi every Shabbos in his shul. Certainly Rabbeinu Tam thought that Shlishi was the most important aliyah. And the Chashivas of Shlishi is mentioned by the Chassam Sofer in Orachayim Samach Vav. The Mishnah Berurah in Reish Pei Beis Lamed Aleph says as well, or implies that Shlishi is the most important aliyah. And the Aruch HaShulchan Kuf Lamed Vav, Sif Beis, also implies that Shlishi is the best aliyah to get whenever possible. However, there is a very confusing statement of the Rambam. The Rambam writes here in Hilchos Tefillah in Perek Yud Beis, Halach Yud Ches. He says, Bechol Kriya V'Kriya, Me'elu, Kohen, Kohen Rishon, the Acher of Levi, the Acher of Yisrael. We know, Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. U'minag pashut hu. Hayom shafilu Kohen am ha'aretz kodem l'kros lefnei chacham gadol Yisrael. We don't pass over the Kohen for the first Ali, even if he's an am ha'aretz, and there's a much bigger Tam l'chacham there. V'chol mishu gadol v'chaveru v'chachma kodem l'kros. Whoever is greater than his friend in chachma should get the aliyah first. Obviously, We don't go around giving people a fahair before we give them aliyahs, and we're not so careful about that piece. But then he says, the acharon shegolel sefer Torah, no tel schar keneged hakol. The last person who gets Galila, as we know in the Sephardi Sefer Torah, Galila and Hagvar together, so the person who gets the Galila, who closes the Sefer Torah, so that gets the schar of everyone who came beforehand. Lefichach, ola umashlim afilu gadol shebet sibur. And the Rambam seems to imply that the most chashuv aliyah is the last one. Is the one that gets the schar of everyone who comes beforehand. Now, Rabbeinu Manoach says that the Rambam is only speaking where the minhag was that the last aliyah also did Galila.
That's
the Rambam is speaking about. But not everyone agrees with Rabbeinu Manoach. Many of the Mefarshim say that the last aliyah is the most chashuv on its own, and this is the sheet of the Rambam, regardless if you get Galila or not.
Why?
What? So the Hesod Rosh Tshuva writes, in Chelek Aleph, in Simen Lamed Zayin, that the Messiahim, the last aliyah is the most important, because we learn from Bezalel and Moshe. Because Bezalel did everything for the Mishkan, put all the work in, but who gets the credit for putting the Mishkan together? Moshe. Moshe put the Mishkan together. So we see that the last person gets the most thing. And as we know, that Malam Kodesh Vein Moridin, you go up in Kedusha. So as the Liyas continue to go more and more and more, that's the greater Kedusha for the last one. And then he says, Ra'inu de Mahadrin, that those who are careful, liknos aliyah b'parsha, they buy the aliyah, shemesayim bo hachumish, in which they finish one of the five books of the Torah, v'korim bo chazak. And we call that aliyah, the aliyah chazak. So the Hazor Shuvah says that the last aliyah to get the aliyah chazak by each of the five times is the most chashuv aliyah to get, according to this sheet of the Rambam, which is certainly against the Arizal and against the Gemara in Gittin. So we see the number of halachos that pertain to the Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos Chazak and the Minhagim that come from it. There are so many wonderful ideas connected to Tama Torah and Chashivas HaTorah and review and, you know, understanding the importance and the role of the Sefer Torah that come out of these halachos and these Minhagim. And we should inspire us to have proper Kavod HaTorah and to have even greater Kavod HaTorah in our respect for Torah Hashem and Shmir HaMitzvos. Yeah. Sure.